Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we take the Bible story that we looked at yesterday and we try to understand its relevance to us and how it changes and transforms us. And yesterday, we heard a story called the Transfiguration Story, where Jesus knew that people were debating who he was, what he was really all about, and decided to take his followers, his closest followers, two of them, up a mountain so they could experience who he truly was. Not just try to describe it with words, he wanted to give them an experience. So he brought them up this mountain. While he was up there, his face became radiant, shining, bright, bright white. His whole body, in fact, actually changed. But transfigured means, you know, he looked different. He was visibly changed. With him appeared two of the greatest prophets of Israel, Moses and Elijah. And they talked with Jesus for a bit. This would have been an incredible experience for these two followers of Jesus who climbed the mountain with them. A mountaintop experience, people like to call these. But what does it all mean? Well, if they'd had any doubts about who Jesus was, if Peter had just blurted out earlier that he was that he thought Jesus was the Son of God, the Messiah, if he was just trying to cover himself and he wasn't quite sure, then this experience would have definitely confirmed their suspicions. Jesus was truly something special and different. Here he was on the top of a mountain, no magic trickery around, no opportunity for illusion, and suddenly they had this incredible experience of seeing Jesus just change before their eyes, and two of the greatest prophets of Israel appearing with him. An experience that they would never forget, I'm sure. This would have put to rest any of those doubts. Now, unfortunately, Peter's response was to shake in his boots a little bit and to blurt out that maybe they should set up some tents on the mountain. Now, this doesn't make a lot of sense to us. We might think, like, what? He wants to sleep there? And one aspect of his response might be that he just wanted to rest in this. He was enjoying it. He thought, wow, this is an incredible experience. I want it to last forever. And it's clear that Jesus doesn't want it to last forever because Jesus kind of rebukes him and says, nope, not doing that. So we have these two strange things that have happened. We've got Moses and Elijah with Jesus as his face is transfigured. And it says they were speaking with Jesus about his departure. And we've got Peter's strange response. They don't make a lot of sense to us if we don't have the context, but they actually make sense in context. When they said that Moses and Elijah were talking to Jesus about his departure, the Greek word for that would have been his exodus. They were talking about his exodus. There's a bunch of exodus imagery here, in fact. There's Moses standing there. Moses led the people of Israel in the first exodus when they exited Egypt, where they'd been slaves. They were miraculously saved from Egypt's oppression. They were out in the desert, they walked through the Red Sea, and they made their way to the Promised Land. That was called the Exodus. Moses was the leader of that defining moment in Israel's life as a nation. But they were discussing Jesus' Exodus. So there's a sign here that Jesus intends to lead a new Exodus, a new defining moment for Israel. He intends to liberate them from something different, like Moses liberated them from slavery to Egypt. Moses had an experience on a mountaintop as well, where he received the Ten Commandments directly from God, where he received God's law. And when he came down from the mountain, having had that experience, people said his face shone. So there's a big Moses connection here, the Exodus thing and the transfiguration. Jesus wasn't the first to be transfigured, but it was more complete. Moses' face was shining, all of Jesus was shining in this story. Now, one of the ways the Israelites used to commemorate the events of the Exodus was with the Festival of Booths. Because they had traveled through the desert and lived in temporary accommodations for so long, every year, Jews still will essentially camp out. They'll set up tents on balconies and yards and commemorate that they were once a nation of pilgrims wandering, of nomads. And so there's a connection there in Peter wanting to stop and set up booths. He's saying, hey, Moses is here. We should have the festival of booths or tabernacles. We should set up tents and commemorate the Exodus. And Jesus puts a stop to that because Jesus intends to lead a new and greater Exodus. When Peter is looking backwards in time, at Moses' exodus. Jesus is looking forward at his own exodus, when he's not just going to liberate people from slavery, great as that is, he's going to liberate people from slavery to sin. He's going to liberate people from slavery to death. He's going to liberate the entire world from everything that separates us from God. That's the amazing and wonderful news in this story, that Jesus is shining brighter than Moses, going to lead a greater exodus than Moses. And that although Israel has always looked back at those memories, God is making new and greater memories in the moment, right there in front of them, in living color. And these two disciples got to see it happen. They get to see Moses and Elijah, two of the greatest prophets of Israel, basically showing deference to Jesus. Jesus shining brighter than them, than their two of their greatest prophets, two of the greatest heroes from their history, and Jesus looms larger. Jesus is brighter, and Jesus has bigger, better plans. This passage, this experience, told them in ways that words could never describe of the greatness of Jesus' power and authority and importance to their nation and to the entire world. All right, here's your question for today. What do you think this passage can teach us today? Do we still need the same answers to the same questions as these disciples and the people around them? So, hope you have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.